John Rosa, the Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, the legendary John Rosa, joins us.
Good morning, Goat.
Hey, thanks for coming back. There we go.
Good to be here.
Before the wind really gets going today.
Yeah.
The seasons. Okay, now, I thought I had heard at a recent meeting, maybe with the supervisors, you might have mentioned, we're going to look at maybe some more netting, because the wind brings that to mind right away for you.
Yeah.
Because you did get some netting up to catch some of the debris, trying to contain it and keep it into the landfill, obviously.
Yeah.
Rather than let it blow down to Polk County. So you were thinking maybe getting some more netting, going higher, going wide? What are we talking about? What were you thinking?
Probably not going vertical, but okay. More horizontal stuff. We went around the landfill. We did kind of two sides almost, but it kind of contract about 3,100 linear feet of the installation, which was great. It stopped so much stuff from blowing to the north and to the east out in those fields, so we kept a significant amount of stuff on site. Really, the stuff that's probably out there, that there is the occasional bag, of course, that makes it out there, but probably honestly made it its way over there before it even got to the landfill. It's probably on the process, the transportation coming in where that bag got loose and then took off, because it takes a lot. I'm not saying the bags won't fly over our fence out there. I mean, 20, it's not tall enough.
Hey, you get some of that wind and they get airborne away. Yeah.
So. Coming out of the bottom and it's sloping up and it just gets a nice launch over the top. So not saying that, it holds 100%, but for the most part, it's saved our staff significant amounts of time. I regret not logging those over the course of time, how many hours we spent, hours, probably days worth of hours, honestly, over a year's time to go retrieve those things out in the field. But looking at then coming down around to the south side, because north wind's blowing down, and there's trees and to the neighbors to the south, and across the road over to the Sportsman's Club. That's a nice, coming out of the northwest, blows to the nice southeast corner, and there's a big gap over there as well. So we tried to lay it out as best we could, come up with the best idea anyway. Still trying to work in that whole methane collection system as a possible site in that area, but I don't know if that's going to go in that area anymore, so we'd probably just finish that area off. So looking at bringing them back, it was always my intention to do more, actually, with after they put it in. It's like we could go around this whole place. It would be fantastic, but there's just some more additions we'd like to make.
I was just curious, because those are one of the things people forget about, but it's one of the things you've done, because neighbors, and that was their big complaint, is the debris that blows out, and it does. And mostly it's the bags.
Yep, that's right. So, and there's,
they really can fly.
It's amazing.
Pretty ingenious.
Yep.
But I knew, it's just something, I know, because one of the big efforts was trying to contain what you've got. Do the best you can on that. All right, so here we are, moving into our holiday time, winter months, different schedules. We know that we're pretty much done with our Saturday morning drop-offs for household hazardous waste.
Yes.
November was the last one for that.
Yep.
Next year, April, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's typically, when does spring actually start? Well, good luck. We could have some
when you look at the calendar and when it actually,
And we tried to make it consistent, frankly, with yard waste days and the free yard waste days, and we kick those off in April. So let's do that same service. So timeline, same idea. That ends in November. We ended the household hazardous waste collection in November as well. So kind of following the same timeline. So, we kick that off in April for those Saturdays. For the collection events anyway. And then we'll open it back up for the by appointments only during that time as well. So hopefully spring has sprung in April and things are a little more manageable weather-wise. It's really hard to know.
We are the victims of Mother Nature.
That's right.
What she wants to do.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, this is a time of the year when we've talked in the past, and I remember many years ago you said, people, if you are shopping for gifts and stuff, try to find some friendly gifts.
Yes.
I guess friendly for the and the bottom line is friendly for the landfill. But again, gifts for people that really that they can make use of, and you don't end up disposing of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and maybe give a good gift that they're not just going to throw away or something, or give away. But you know, but ultimately everything about it. So even the packaging is. I've referenced that in the past as well. You know, can you give the gift to have it in a reusable bag would be an option instead of wrapping it up into shiny Christmas paper. Or, and people often ask, is this wrapping paper recyclable? And until I see it, you know, I can't say specifically, but in general, we just say no. Yeah. Most of it has some sparkly stuff in it, has little bits of metal, and it ruins the ability to be recycled. So kind of like the pizza boxes, you know, some pizza boxes, if it's wrapped, if the pizza's wrapped inside the plastic and the cardboard's fine in good shape, yeah, it can be recycled. But generally, we talk about pizza boxes, you're talking about
the something that, getting delivered to your
grease. Yeah, it's already pre-made. It's got the grease on it. It's got food contamination. So same kind of idea with the card, with the pizza boxes, as to say, all pizza boxes are out. Generally speaking, they're going to be ruined. There's some exceptions, but in general, that's the rule.
Yeah.
Same thing with wrapping paper. Same idea. Most of it is bad. Most of it's not recyclable. So all of it. Just throw it away. And I'm not trying to encourage throwing away. Don't get that message, please. Instead, can you do something else? Can you wrap it in something else that is recyclable or reusable? Can put it in reusable gift bags and
then
reuse the gift bag over and over and over and over. So that type of mentality, to take that into consideration. Don't just say, well, it's Christmas time. Who cares? We'll just throw more stuff away. Let's not do that. We're creating 25% more garbage during the holiday time. That's been the general figure, the data that's out there for a long time. Same thing with recycling. We've already seen the uptick in recycling, and probably from online shopping and cardboard and just general recyclable materials being accumulated. So we already see that uptick, and we'll see the same thing with the garbage during the Christmas time coming up as well. So. Yeah, if you could take those things into consideration, maybe don't order from Amazon and have the box delivered and have the cardboard box. We ordered something. I understand you have to order some things, but we did one the other day at the landfill, a box for our AED, and it was a box in a box. It was like, pop one open. Oh, there's another brand new box. Oh, there's another box.
And you're going, how many boxes?
When does it end? It's.
But you did get a new AED.
We did. Yeah. Yes, two of them, actually. So we have one at our new shop and in our office. So, yeah. Safety is important. So,
No, but, I just, it is, you know, so yeah, sometimes it does. Yeah. The upside is cardboard you will take. You'll take that old stuff.
You bet.
The old corrugated cardboard.
Yep. And we're getting real close to kicking off our whole business recycling route change that we've talked about a while. So, if we can make it all happen, we're going to do that Monday. So, it's coming really close.
Before we knew it.
Yeah. Had some issues with our truck, but now I think we're back on, and I think we're in, knock on wood. Don't want to jinx anything, but it's in good shape, and we get that going.
All right. So, you know, and we talked about it in the past. And I know you were one of those that wrap them in the funny paper. You know, your present.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you were kind of not joking. I was going to say kind of not joking. You could do that. I mean, you know, I've done that. Different things like that. Some people will reuse wrapping paper. That's fine. You know, but like you said, generally holiday gift wrap has got some sparklies and some sort of metal that contaminates. So. Yeah. It just happens. So.
And but we do get a lot of it. People want to, and it falls into that wishful or hopeful recycling to be like, but it's paper. I think it's okay. I hope it can be recycled and it gets
thrown
into recycling.
It should be. Isn't that what they tell you? Yeah. It should be. Well, yes, but it's not.
Right.
It was the same on batteries. And you finally said, okay, it is in our best interest. Take those batteries. By the way, the holiday cards you give that they open up and play music, they have batteries in them.
Yes.
They have batteries. Don't throw them away.
That's right. Beware, you know, that if it's making music, you know, that card, well, how's it doing it? Well, there's power to it, so there must be a battery. You know, all the toys, there's just probably going to be a lot of battery waste this time of year when, or probably in a few months when they wear out from all the gifts that are going to be given. But be aware, and yes, a good point to remind people that we'll take them all. Whether it's alkaline, you know, there's different mixes of them. There's lithium ion. There's the rechargeables, NiCad. chemists are getting better, I think, about making batteries of different things, and then there's different processes. So what type of battery is it? And let's eliminate the confusion. So give them all to us. We do ask. We might be looking at some changes in our battery recycling service, hopefully expanding that to make it easier too. But in the meantime, still wrap those positive terminals.
Just cover them with tape.
Yep, little piece of tape. Goes a long way, and we'll get them in the right spot. So and bring them all to us, all batteries collected.
I actually have a little box I'm accumulating them in. So
good.
I'm going to be bringing them up. And then the little flat ones too, you know, the little like calculator ones. Top the positive side. I think this is positive over here. So. Anyhow, but those are the challenges, because we had some news lately from some of the landfills concerned about lithium batteries getting into the landfills and some of the issues that creates, which is even more so, not only just possibility of fires, but
lithium.
A lot of other lithium.
Right.
So, there's a lot of concern. So, for our Boone County landfill, if it's a battery and it's dead, cover the positive side and just set it aside, and we'll bring it out to the landfill sometime or just drop it off and you'll take them.
Yep, that's it.
Yep. Got it.
And that won't shut down. That's something we can take right in the office area. So, usually that's one of them household hazardous wastes.
Yeah.
But that's something we can collect right in our office, not to worry about storage of it. So that doesn't stop. So even after Christmas and cold times.
So we got that. Recycling, obviously, I know the one thing people are going to ask is, what about Christmas trees? And will you be doing those again? I know County Cons, it used to be a big production. County Conservation, the Parks Departments, things like that, collected them. Clean decorations.
Yes.
And then they would mulch them up and make use of them, or drop them in a pond for fish habitat or something like that. What's happening here? Do we know yet? what's going on?
We'll take them at the landfill. I haven't followed up with the other entities about what their involvement is. I would assume they're probably doing the same thing they typically do, but always check with them directly. But yes, if you bring in your live Christmas tree, we're not taking the fake ones into our yard waste area, but bring our live Christmas tree. You can bring that out to the landfill. We'll take it at no charge. And again, good emphasis on the clean, meaning all the tinsel removed, the ornaments, anything. We want just the tree. So again, kind of like the yard waste rules, if it grows, it goes. Those ornaments didn't grow part of the tree. It was added. So clean it off, then you can bring it out at no charge to tree cycle.
Tree cycling.
Cool. Yeah.
So again, not the rest of your yard waste and everything, just a tree.
Yep.
Don't go cut down a whole bunch of trees to bring out there either. A Christmas tree. Just take the tree standoff, yep, things like that, yep, and just clean it off and bring it on out. We'll use it.
Yep.
Get rid of it that way. All right. Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, the challenges we've had. And one of the things, it's not going away. We continue to talk about it. And that's, again, reducing what's coming into the landfill. And we made some efforts this year. Continuing to step up as we get into the new year, and I know that's we'll talk about your holiday schedule and stuff, but moving into the new year, the regular things that we're trying to deal with, C&D, that's construction and demolition folks, and obviously with all the building going on, you kind of wonder if you aren't going to end up with a couple of those 2x4s out there or something like that. But most of them are pretty, I think, pretty reasonable about what they're doing. I hope they are.
Yeah. For the demolition projects in the area, and I know the Veterans Center, I know they made a lot of efforts to minimize how much they actually just bring out to be buried. You know, they were separating the metal and the block, and you know, we can take the block, the material, the concrete, as long as there's no rebar and metal mixed in there that would cause flat tires, because we can reuse that at our facility, set it into our riprap pile, and then we can use it for road base. So thinking back a couple weeks when it was pretty muddy and sloppy out there, and it was pretty miserable for customers to get around at the work face, but we're able to pull that rock out, or that the riprap, and lay it down for a base, so we get that stuff that's not does not have rebar in mixed into it, because if there people are driving over it, then there's potential for popping tires, which is bad. So, but I know they made a lot of efforts to sort that stuff out. The materials that can be reused, the metal can be recycled, the riprap can go to a riprap pile and not be buried. And it did save tipping fees on that, because we're able to take that at no charge for our residents. And then the stuff that was, you know, all mixed together, there is going to be some, of course. So then that was hauled in and buried. Mm-hmm. But, you know, taking that effort, making that effort to do the right thing with the materials certainly is impactful. And, you know, we keep pushing about, we're running out of room. And that's not just something we're saying. It's factual. We are running out of airspace at the landfill. So we want to prolong as much as possible. And if it takes everybody's effort, whether it's a demolition project for a building to, you know, sort those things, get it to the right spot instead of just burying it all because, oh, it's cheap, it's easy, just throw it all away, who cares? Everybody needs to start caring about that as far as the convenience factor of our landfill being available for future years down the road. And we're talking, you know, we're at 25. If we change things, can we get to 35, 40 years? Maybe, you know, that's what we're pushing for, but it's not going to be one of those things we, you know, see it right now. It's going to be an ongoing thing year after year, a relentless mentality to say, stop just throwing your stuff away.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is avoiding an avoidance thing instead of, you know, adding so many hundred tons of material in a day, we're only going to add 75 tons.
Right.
You know, something like that. Yep. But again, it takes an effort. I was going to say, contractors, you have to really depend on them to do the good job. Mm-hmm. And I think they did on that demolition of the building for the Veterans Center.
Yes.
Yep. They spent some extra time doing
that. So. It didn't just come down immediately. That I know there was a lot of, there was extensive work in their sorting, and you know, certainly appreciate that. So.
Those things help out immensely.
When you're talking, you know, okay, you just said 100 ton down to 75 ton, you know, obviously there's 25% less. Does that matter? Well, if you can add, you know, it doesn't quite work mathematically, but you can add 25% to that, you know, if you're taking the 30, you know, and you're adding another 7 or 8 years, that matters. You know, we're talking pushing 40 then if we do an even better job. So, you know, those figures, that's good stuff, you know, when you say if we can save 25%, mm-hmm. well, that means something in the long-term impacts for the landfill, the life of the airspace at our landfill. Mm-hmm. So it does matter.
And I do want to say it, and I know a lot of it happened when we started doing accepting extra material from Story County and things like that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is your regular service area was going up anyway. I mean, it was going up anyway. People mm-hmm. They're more of a disposable society.
Yep.
They just, okay, we'll just throw it away.
Right. Yep. And with growth, when we're talking, you know, more housing in the area, but if you look at the last census, you know, I think our countywide, we stay in Boone itself and the rural areas stayed overall consistent there. The southern part of the county, I think Madrid and Woodward grew more. Granger also. Mm-hmm. There's a side note is that Granger's included the city limits. That's included in our service area. There was some increase in those populations. So, you know, there's growth, but yeah, besides just the growth of the number of people, in any business growth in our communities, but also in general, as you mentioned, you know, we're disposable. Stuff just gets thrown away more often because it's very convenient and cheap. There's another topic of discussion is our tipping fees. When you can bring stuff out to the landfill and throw away 500 pounds worth of stuff for $10, that's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
And we need to address that. I think incentivizing that through increases in those, and that's, you know, not a fun conversation. I know it's, you know, everything's more expensive. But the mentality of it's so darn cheap just to throw it away, so let's just throw it all away. Maybe there's something to that to incentivize recycling on the other end to say, however, if I take these things and recycle them, which is free to residents and businesses, not to the landfill itself, but it saves our airspace.
Yeah.
But it's at no charge for residents to recycle, and businesses can take advantage of that opportunity as well. Then on the flip side to say, well, good, you do that and do that more, do it well, do it right, of course, then there's less garbage going in, so there's your incentive. And if it's higher rate, then you can avoid that on the tipping fees, so maybe some incentive to do the right thing and recycle those materials.
Yeah, we've talked about things like recycling. It's We do it voluntarily for free, but it is a business. There is the business side of it. It does cost to do that service.
Yes.
Folks, if you want to find out. No, don't let's schedule any appointments or presentations here over the holidays. Let's talk about your holiday schedule here.
Sure.
Because middle of the week, you got Christmas, so one day off?
A day and a half.
Okay.
So the county holiday schedule is Christmas Eve afternoon, so we're shutting down at 11 o'clock that day. So we closed the 24th in the afternoon, all day on the 25th. 26 back open under regular hours, and in fact opening 1 hour early, which is our policy the day after holiday closures that don't include weekends, to open up an hour early. So try to provide that opportunity for haulers to get in and get maybe caught up on their accumulation of stuff over those previous days.
Okay. Next year, I know one of the things you'll be doing is presenting to the supervisors a calendar of operations for the next year. Any big changes that you're looking at? Or
no, not really. Some of that stuff is just when holidays happen, what day of the week, and what the implications are when we change some things. We don't follow the county holiday schedule perfectly. It's a good guideline, frankly. Mm-hmm. For instance, we're open the Friday after Thanksgiving. We've been doing that for years.
I will say, you had a lot of haulers letting people know, we're not going Thursday, but we are going Friday.
Yep.
So, but one of the things you do, and so people may have remembered us talking about this previously, you don't like to be closed like 3 days straight.
Right. We try to avoid that. And when can we do it 100%? Well, we're pretty good about it, honestly. Historically, I don't know if we've done that unless there was like a big winter storm that hit at the wrong time. And then, you know, on a Friday, and then have closed it the Saturday and then the Sunday also. But try to avoid it. If we can schedule it, we avoid it at as much as we can on our end. But there's other things that would happen that would cause it. Hopefully, it's not like a natural disaster causing it. But, but you know, big snowstorms that could, you know, button everything up. At the wrong time may cause that, but it is our guideline to not be closed for three consecutive days.
So keep working at that.
Yep.
So with the holiday time, the big thing is buy something or gift something that is usable and reusable.
Yes.
I guess wrapping again, paper probably not going to make it into recycling. Thanks for your effort, but probably avoid that.
That's right.
Batteries, we know. And again, I still get a kick out of some people. It should be recyclable. It might be in other areas. It's just not in our market right now.
Yep, that's right. Consider the gift of, you know, an experience too, so to cut down on waste. So if you can give a gift of an experience to, like, the train would be an example.
Sure.
Seven
Send
Oaks.
Them out, send them out on rail explorers in the spring.
Yes.
There you go. Something like that.
Give that gift instead. So a gift of an experience would create less waste or less recycling even. So always keep in mind, I had this conversation. My daughter was doing a project for school at DMAC, and she was going to push to have everybody use recycling in Boone County. I was like, great. And so she's asking me questions about it, and it's like, in that conversation that came out is, okay, it's wonderful you recycle. Don't use it as a cop-out though either, because keep in mind that there is a recycling life to everything. The plastic bottles that can be recycled, yeah, it's great, but eventually that plastic is going to break down and eventually wear out, and where's it going to go? Into a landfill. Yes, I'm looking at yours on your on your desk. But those, even paper, cardboard, you can take cardboard, corrugated cardboard boxes. The next time it comes back as some other type of material, probably a little thinner. It's a little thinner each time. Ultimately, it comes back as maybe packaging material or a toilet paper roll on the inside.
Sure.
That's a little thin. And that's like the end of its life. That's probably, it can't be doing more as cardboard. Maybe it can be pulp and paper one more time, but ultimately it'll break down and it all goes to a landfill. So always keep that in mind. Don't use recycling as a cop-out. I'm going to buy this because, and it's fine because I can recycle that. Okay, but keep in mind, eventually it's going to wear down.
Sooner or later.
Doom and gloom. It's all going to go to the landfill.
Sooner or later, it will get
yep,
there.
That's right.
John Rose, our guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in and joining us. And we will be visiting once more before the holiday.
Great.
So we'll get a chance to encourage him once again.
One more time.
One more time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.